One of the many unanswered questions about the Buffalo mass shooting, and I don't ever use his name. I haven't stumbled and done it by accident. I try never to give any of these punks, slobs, slugs, any credit, any name recognition, because so often they're doing this for the attention. But something terrible has happened, obviously. You have an 18-year-old troubled suspect able to purchase his weapon despite New York's supposedly tough red flag law. And Lloyd Jackson, our WJR senior news analyst, is going to take us through what that red flag law is supposed to do and clearly what it did not do. Lloyd, the law should have alerted gun dealers to the man's erratic behavior, and he should never have been able to buy the latest guns that he did buy. Lloyd, good morning.
Good morning, Paul W. Yeah, it was a year ago that the 18-year-old Buffalo shooting suspect was about to graduate high school. He made some statements that should have triggered New York's red flag law anytime he tried to buy a weapon. He was asked by a teacher what he wanted to do after graduation. He said he wanted to commit a murder-suicide. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
That immediately triggered the state police coming there, taking this young person, taking him for mental health evaluation, which did occur, and then they released him because he said he was only kidding.
But it wasn't a joke, and now Governor Hochul is trying to determine why the 18-year-old suspect just disappeared off the radar and the red flag law was ignored. Now, that law was passed in 2019. It allows anyone, and in this case, the state police or even high school authorities, to ask a judge to issue an extreme risk protection order that prevents someone from buying or owning a gun. Terry Connors is the lawyer for one of the Buffalo shooting victims.
The problem with the red flag law is it doesn't mean anything. If the red flags pop up and no one pays attention to them and you don't follow up on them, it's a worthless piece of legislation.
Now, some in law enforcement say the case begs for Washington to get involved because while the suspect is believed to have bought the Bushmaster assault weapon in New York, what's not known is where he got the kit to alter the magazine. On an online post, the suspect said he modified the gun with a $60 kit so it would hold extra ammunition. Now, in New York, if you have a magazine that holds more than 10 bullets, it's illegal. Governor Hochul is introducing new gun safety legislation this week meant to close loopholes in New York laws. Her office says she was planning to announce this legislation before the Saturday mass shooting, but this incident now has made it more urgent. Gun advocates say that Governor Hochul should figure out why the red flag law didn't stop the shooting before proposing new legislation. Paul W., President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will be in Buffalo later this morning to meet with the families of the shooting victims.
Oh, boy, there's so many things to say here. And there is no good excuse for having the laws in effect that we have and not enforcing them. Mm-hmm. And so people yell for more laws, but what's the point? It'll just be more laws that are not enforced or paid attention to. But my problem, is a much larger one that will take into account not just the poor police who, after a while being beaten down so many times, trying to arrest people and having them walk free by judges that say, oh, you shouldn't have done that, that wasn't right, and we're letting them go. The police stop picking people up that they feel are not going to be prosecuted or they're not going to be backed up. You know what I'm talking about? You talk to enough police officers. They're not going to be backed up by the legal system, the court system. So that kind of dumbs down what they do. I mean, this problem goes way back all the way to not just the cop on the beat or law enforcement. It goes to the people who are selling guns that don't check the federal list and sell someone a gun they shouldn't. It goes back to a year ago when this punk says, what are you going to do when you get out of school? Oh, well, I'm hoping to commit murder and suicide.
Right.
You know what? That's enough for me to say this person has committed a crime. And when they say, well, you know, he said he was going to do that, or the other time that he threatened to come into school and kill everybody, and then they investigate it and say, well, we found it wasn't a credible threat. Let me explain something in the world that I foresee if we're going to live successfully together. Normal people do not make threats like that. So if they make a threat like that and you go, well, we checked, he didn't have any guns, he wasn't. He made a threat that normal high school graduates don't make. I didn't. Did you ever threaten your high school with coming back and killing everybody?
No, and I didn't have any friends. I had some friends that, you know, would get in trouble from time to time, but not for saying they were going to shoot up the school or kill somebody. No.
Same with me. Never had anybody say it. I never said it, never thought of it, never dreamed it. If you think of it and you dream it and you say it, you've got trouble. And we don't want your trouble being able to be carried out in our society today. So we better get our act together and take care of those people with mental health problems and get them help and not let them walk free until we know that those demons are out of their heads. Don't tell me, well, it wasn't really a credible threat. The threat itself is the problem. That they would make this threat is the problem. Until we figure that out through our legal system, well, you can't do that. That's just not, that's freedom of speech. No, it isn't. Not in a correct United States of America. All right, I feel better. Thank you, Lloyd.
You're welcome. I'm glad I could help you.
My morning therapy. Lloyd Jackson, WJR Senior News Analyst. Speaking of therapy, Dr. Donna Rockwell is joining us up next about a variety of things we need to talk about, including the frustration of having to actually return to your office for work. It's not going the way everybody thought it might. Stay with us, 745 WJR.